True stories from the legal files of the Alliance Defense Fund. This is Portraits of Freedom.
Did you know that in Ontario, Canada, you may not be able to refer to a married couple as husband and wife? The use of these terms could soon be illegal after the passage of Bill 171, which grants same-sex couples the right to marry. But don't think these type of actions are only happening there. Earlier this year, movie star Jada Pinkett Smith was chastised by the Bisexual, Gay, Lesbians, Transgender, and Supporters Alliance at Harvard University for comments she made there. Her offending words? Women, you can have it all. A loving man, devoted husband, loving children, a fabulous career. A spokeswoman for the Harvard organization said, "Some of the content was extremely heteronormative and made our members uncomfortable." Heteronormative, according to this group, implies that heterosexuality is the norm. I suppose in that we'd have to agree. The spokesperson added that Mrs. Smith's words implied that standard sexual relationships are only between males and females. The foundation that sponsored the Harvard Breakfast is now issuing a letter of apology for any offense that might have been taken from the speech. Welcome to the brave new world where advocates of homosexual behavior intend to take us. The Alliance Defense Fund is standing up to these kinds of legal and cultural attacks on marriage and the family. I've written a book entitled The Homosexual Agenda, Principal Threat to Religious Freedom Today. It details these threats to God's intention for human sexuality. To get your copy, call 877-TEL-ADF. Or go to adfradio.org. I'm Alan Sears, president of ADF.